For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The drug war officially began on December 17, 1914, with the passage of the Harrison Narcotics Act, which bypassed centuries-old constitutional safeguards and handed the decision over what medicines Americans might choose to put into their own bodies to the medical establishment, thus forever forbidding the individual to make said choices under penalty of laws crafted by pharmaceutical houses and passed by ignorant and greedy politicians, primarily based on obvious racial screeds and unscientific non-medical reasoning. The drug laws have been reshaped, renamed, and refortified over the decades to allow for ever-increasing penalties to include incarceration, loss of voting rights, inability to acquire student loans, government housing, food stamps, and which permits draconian measures that ensure that drug users arrested for the possession of certain flowers or other plant extracts can never again be fully assimilated as complete citizens of our nation. As of today, agents of the Drug Enforcement Administration travel the nation in gypsy caravans, visiting doctors under the pretense of being in great pain, in need of powerful opiate-type drugs to relieve their suffering. With the training received through their agency, these DEA agents are often able to convince the doctors that their pain is real, and the prescription for supposed relief is soon enough used to destroy the doctor's career when the agent testifies in court, fit as a fiddle. No longer are we the people to decide, nor apparently will our doctors long be able to make medical decisions on our behalf. Morals, big and small, are most often used as justification for the drug war, the first war destined to last forever. The morals are handed down from generation to generation, from one politician to the next, as if they were the Ark of the Covenant. Because of our drug war policy, the United States leads the world in the incarceration of its own people. With 5% of the Earth's population, we arrest 25% of the Earth's prisoners. Per capita, Texas leads the U.S., and Houston, Harris County leads Texas by far in jailing our own citizens. We send 10 times more blacks to prison than did South Africa under racial apartheid. Politicians intelligent enough, inquisitive enough to investigate the beginnings, the mechanism of drug war, immediately realized that with the expenditure of more than $11 trillion, the current imprisonment of more than 1 million black Americans, the overall sentencing of our young people behind bars for more than 100 million man-years for baggies of flowers, does not a democracy make. Those now in power should take the time to review the nature, the mechanics of drug war, for soon enough those left holding this bag will be seen as great sinners, aligned with street corner vendors, gangsters, cartel bosses, and bomb-wielding terrorists. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.